And that's the, if someone says, what do I do every day? It's always the same thing. Monitor your emotions. If you're not feeling good, that means you're not thinking properly. And that means you need to change your thinking and start feeling good. When you start feeling good, you start attracting more like-minded thoughts. And now you're getting to the unconscious competence level where this is happening automatically. It happens automatically when you've done this enough times and you develop enough neural pathways in the brain. And the positive ball of energy is bigger than the negative ball of energy. So let me give you a specific list of things you can do to feel good now. And some of these might surprise you, but these are the things that we have learned, myself and my colleagues, that work incredibly effectively well. And some of these are simplistic and easy, but you'll be surprised because they all work. And so if you're listening to the CDs, you can listen to them, but you should write them down. If you're here, you can write these down so you have this list available. First, if your body feels bad, it's going to be harder for you to feel good. So first and foremost, your body is an important element to feel good with your body. First and foremost, you want to be eating good food. Throughout history, food has been sustenance. The number one cause of death throughout history has been famine, lack of food. The second cause of death has been disease, which is caused by nutritional deficiencies and a weak immune system, which is lack of food. So you should be eating good food. Without getting into a big lecture on what's right to eat, I'll make it very simple. You can virtually eat anything you want, but eat food that is as close to as nature intended. So if you want to eat lots of fruits, fresh fruits are better than canned fruits, obviously. Organically grown fruits are better than conventional because they're not genetically modified. They don't have the pesticides and herbicides on them. There is a huge difference between organically grown produce, which is why when you go to 4- and 5-star resorts where the wealthy go, most of the produce is organically grown. When you go to people's homes, organically grown is much better. Not genetically modified, no pesticides and herbicides. Vegetables, same thing. Fresh vegetables are better than cooked vegetables, but both are just fine. Organically grown vegetables are better. Grains, rice, wheat, barley. Somebody says, when would I ever eat barley? Well, if you ever had barley soup, buckwheat, there's a lot of different grains. People don't even eat them today in various countries, but in other countries you eat them all the time. But grains are good. Oatmeals, ideally organically grown grains. And this is very significant because most grains today, corn specifically, but most grains today are being genetically modified specifically for the feed industry so that when they feed grains to animals, it makes the animals grow faster and get fatter quicker. So organically grown grains, again, that have not been genetically modified. Meats, beef, chicken, lamb, veal, all good, fine, no problems. Any types of meats, ideally organically grown animals, whether it's eggs, organically grown, dairy products, organically grown, and meats, organically grown, because they don't have bovine growth hormone or other hormones pumped into them. The animals are slaughtered properly. They're cleaner. They're healthier. They don't have antibiotics pumped into them. And there's a huge difference between organically grown meat products and those that are not. One example is a cow is a vegetarian animal, which is supposed to eat grass. Commercially grown cattle can be fed genetically modified corn and grains that make these animals grow unnaturally fat. And they're also fed ground up dead pigs, horses, cows, goats, and chickens that were too sick to slaughter and give to humans. So they feed them to the vegetarian cow, which is one of the causes of mad cow disease. And obviously then that animal, which is eating dead animals when it's not supposed to, it's a vegetarian, gets sick and has the disease of the animals that it's eating, and then you're eating that cow. So ideally, organically grown meat products and dairy products. So eat good food. Eating three times a day is really important. Eating fresh fruits every day, fresh vegetables every day as part of your regime is really important. And stay away from things such as artificial sweeteners. Artificial sweeteners will block your brain's ability to send out vibrations. Interesting. High fructose corn syrup, stay away from that. Very dangerous. Monosodium glutamate, stay away from that. Stay away from processed foods. Stay away from fast food restaurants, because when you go to a fast food restaurant, everything in it has high fructose corn syrup, monosodium glutamates, and other chemicals which block your ability to think and actually make you feel bad and depressed because they're blocking neuropathways in the brain. So eating good food is really significant and important. I'm not going to give a complete lecture on that. Later, I'll go into all the details of what you should and shouldn't be eating, but eating good food is really vital. Secondly, nutritional deficiencies. Everyone has nutritional deficiencies because we're not eating as good as we should. So by eating good food, that'll help handle nutritional deficiencies. When your body has all the proper nutrients, you feel better, you think clearer, and you can focus, and you can transmit vibration better. You will always feel better when you have all the nutrients you need. I suggest not taking vitamins and minerals, but taking what's called whole food supplements, which is basically concentrated food. So when you're eating a whole food supplement, it is a supplement that you take to supplement your diet. And these supplements contain concentrated food sources. Therefore, you're getting all the vitamins, minerals, and enzymes from food in a concentrated form in the exact proportion that nature intended. That way you're getting all the vitamins and minerals in the proportion that nature had intended. A good source for that, you can go on the web, is qnlabs.com. That's one of the best sources in the United States, and there are other companies all around the world, whole food sources. Next, one of the reasons why you feel bad and one of the things that will block your ability to focus are toxins in the body. Toxins include heavy metals, such as from mercury fillings. Candida is a toxin in the body. All the food you've eaten your whole life, the pesticides, the herbicides, are in your body with toxins. In the water supply, chlorine and fluoride, those are toxins. Water that you drink and water that you bathe and shower in,